Section 1. Motorcycle rider licensing. Motorcycling is a unique experience. Compared to a car, you don't sit in a motorcycle, you become part of it. Not as a passive driver, but as an active rider, arcing into a string of smooth corners, playing along with the rhythm of the road, shifting, accelerating and braking with precision. Whether you ride to and from work or prefer the camaraderie of a group ride on the weekend, motorcycling engages all your senses and creates an invigorating sense of freedom. Along with that freedom, comes responsibility. All states require some form of license endorsement demonstrating you possess a minimum level of skill and knowledge. Take your time learning how to operate your motorcycle and get plenty of riding experience. Find an experienced and responsible motorcyclist to mentor your learning. This mentoring and riding experience will prepare you for handling today's traffic environment and reduce the potential for a crash. All riders are encouraged to attend an entry-level rider education course which provides the information and hands-on training required to obtain a motorcycle endorsement. You'll learn how to improve your riding skills and mental strategies, so you can be a safer, more alert rider. This booklet and other motorcycle publications can help prepare you to be successful. Motorcycle endorsement. A person, before operating a motorcycle, other than an autocycle, upon a public street or highway, shall procure a motorcycle endorsement on his or her operator's or chauffeur's license. A person who violates subsection is guilty of a misdemeanor punishable as follows. For a first violation, by imprisonment for not more than 90 days or a fine of not more than $500, or both. For a violation that occurs after a prior conviction, by imprisonment for not more than 1 year or a fine of not more than $1,000, or both. MCL 257.312A. In addition to the penalties outlined in the law, your motorcycle can be towed and impounded. Let's face it, you're unendorsed and you've just been pulled over by a law enforcement officer. After the traffic stop, you can't legally ride your motorcycle home, and parking it on the roadside until you can make arrangements to have it picked up leaves your bike vulnerable to theft or damage. Towing and impounding your bike is a possible outcome if you are caught riding unendorsed. Three-wheel motorcycle endorsement. An endorsement issued to operate a three-wheel motorcycle, other than an autocycle, is restricted to that operation and does not permit operation of a two-wheel motorcycle. MCL 257.312B. Applying for a motorcycle endorsement. To operate a motorcycle on public roads, you must possess a valid Michigan driver's license with a motorcycle endorsement. The cost of the motorcycle endorsement is added to the regular driver's license fee. A motorcycle endorsement may be obtained by either successfully completing a motorcycle rider education course or a rider skills test, which includes a knowledge test given at a Secretary of State office. The requirements for obtaining a motorcycle endorsement differ for teens and adults. Michigan.gov/motorcycling to find a motorcycle rider education course. Michigan.gov/motorcycle test to find a third-party testing organization that offers the rider skills test. Teens. To apply for a motorcycle endorsement, you must be at least 16 and possess a valid Level 2 or Level 3 graduated driver license. Successfully complete an approved motorcycle rider education course. Visit a Secretary of State office and present the motorcycle rider education course completion certificate and pass the vision test. Your parent or legal guardian's signature is required if you are under age 18. Adults. To obtain a motorcycle endorsement by taking a motorcycle rider education course, you must successfully pass a motorcycle rider education course. Present your driver's license and certificate of course completion to a Secretary of State clerk. Pass the vision test. Pay the motorcycle endorsement fee. Motorcycle temporary instruction permit. To obtain a motorcycle endorsement by taking the rider skills test offered through a third-party testing organization, you must be at least age 18. Possess a valid driver's license. Pass the written knowledge test and vision test administered at a Secretary of State office. Obtain a motorcycle temporary instruction permit and practice riding under the supervision of an endorsed motorcycle rider for up to 180 days. Only two tips will be issued in a 10-year period. Pass the rider skills test given by a third-party testing organization approved by the Department of State. Visit a Secretary of State office and present your rider skills test certificate of completion, your motorcycle TIP and your driver's license, and pay the motorcycle endorsement fee. You will be required to take a rider education course if you fail the motorcycle rider skills test twice. The intention of the Motorcycle Temporary Instruction Permit, TIP, is to give new riders an opportunity to practice riding on public roads under the constant supervision of an experienced motorcyclist before taking the motorcycle rider skills test. The TIP is simply a transitory tool used to obtain the Michigan motorcycle endorsement. A TIP is valid for 180 days and is required for the rider skills test. To obtain a motorcycle TIP, you must hold a valid Michigan driver's license, pass the vision and motorcycle knowledge tests, pay the TIP fee. Vision test. You will be given a vision test to determine if your vision meets minimum standards. If corrective lenses are needed to pass the test, your driver's license will show you must wear corrective lenses while driving. If you fail the vision test, your eye care specialist must complete a vision statement. A favorable vision statement means a driver's license may be issued. Sometimes special driving limitations, such as daytime driving only, will be required if a vision statement indicates it. If the vision statement is not favorable, your application will be denied. Knowledge test. A motorcycle safety knowledge test given at a Secretary of State office must be passed before a motorcycle TIP can be issued. Knowledge test questions are based on information, practices and ideas from this manual. They require that you know and understand the rules of the road and safe riding practices. The knowledge test and rider skills test requirements are waived if you have successfully passed a motorcycle rider education course approved by the department. Operating with a temporary instruction permit. A temporary instruction permit, TIP, allows you to legally operate a motorcycle for 180 days. A TIP requires that you carry the permit with you when riding. Ride under the constant visual supervision of a licensed motorcycle operator who is at least 18 years old. Ride only during the day. Nighttime riding is not permitted on a TIP. Do not carry any passengers. Rider skills test. Rider skills tests are another good measurement of the skills necessary to operate a motorcycle safely in traffic. Assessing your own skills is not enough. People often overestimate their own abilities. It's even harder for friends and relatives to be totally honest about your skills. The rider skills test is designed to be scored objectively by a certified rider skills test examiner. Rider skills tests are provided by third-party testing organizations approved by the Michigan Department of State. Test fees are set by the testing organization and may vary, so be sure to ask about costs when calling providers in your area for information. What to expect during the rider skills test. Following are the required skills test elements and approximate times for the test. The allotted times are estimated minimums. Visit the department's website at michigan.gov/motorcycle test for more information. Vehicle inspection 5 minutes, not scored. Basic control skills on range 10 minutes, scored. During the rider skills test, authorized examiners must always read standard instructions to each applicant for each part of the test. A list of instructions is provided to the examiner for this purpose. Use only department-approved, off-street exercises. Before taking the rider skills test, you must have a legally equipped and registered motorcycle. Wear the proper gear, including a US DOT-approved, labeled and properly fastened helmet. The skills test will not be given if you are not wearing an approved helmet. To drive a motorcycle to your skills test, you must wear a DOT-approved helmet, you must have a valid motorcycle TIP and you must be under the constant visual supervision of a licensed motorcycle operator at least age 18. The motorcycle skills test approved by the Department of State has 7 exercises that gauge your ability to handle a motorcycle, including starting, accelerating, turning and braking. The test, on page 5, consists of 4 riding exercises that measure your motorcycle control and hazard response skills and will take about 15 minutes to complete. These same range exercises are also used to evaluate a rider's skill in the basic motorcycle rider education courses. Engine stall. This is scored during the entire test. Points are assessed each time you stall the engine during any exercise. 1. Cone weave. You must weave through a series of 5 cones that are placed 12 feet apart. Normal stop. You must make a smooth stop without skidding, with the front tire of your motorcycle in a painted box. 2. Right turn from a stop. You take off from a stop, making an immediate right turn. U-turn. You must make a left U-turn in a marked area. Those operating motorcycles over 600cc are allowed more room to complete the U-turn. Motorcycles of 600cc or less have a smaller U-turn area. 3. Quick stop. You accelerate along a straight path. At the end of the path, marked by cones, you must stop your motorcycle as quickly and safely as possible. 4. Obstacle swerve. You accelerate along a straight path. At the end of the path, marked by cones, you must swerve to avoid an obstacle line and then swerve to avoid the sidelines of the exercise. Business requirements for third-party testing organizations. Third-party testing organizations must adhere to certain business practices and administer driving skills tests according to established standards and procedures contained in a formal, legal agreement with the department. Among many contract requirements, third-party testing organizations must be approved by the department before testing services are offered. Maintain an established place of business and obtain written permission to use all approved test sites. Respond to all driver testing service inquiries by the next business day. Publish a printed fee and refund policy and provide receipts. Test fees are set by the third-party testing organization and are not regulated by law. Maintain a surety bond. Ensure examiners attend and pass all required training and obtain department authorization before administering tests. Under the Michigan Vehicle Code, Public Act 300 of 1949, it is a felony to make a false certification regarding any driver's license application, to bribe or attempt to corrupt a person or agency that conducts a driving test with the intent to influence the opinion or decision of the tester. For an examining officer who conducts a driving test under an agreement entered into with the Department of State to vary from, shorten or in any other way change the method or examination criteria prescribed under that agreement. For a person to forge, counterfeit or alter a driving test certification issued by a designated examining officer. A felony committed under these laws is punishable by 1 to 5 years in prison and a maximum $5,000 fine for the first offense. Subsequent convictions result in additional penalties. Testing improprieties. Michigan law mandates that any third-party testing organization or motorcycle rider education provider who intentionally misrepresents a riding skills test by omitting any testing requirement or procedure, or participates in any illegal activity related to driver licensing, is subject to severe penalties. Those include loss of the testing authorization, criminal prosecution, and restitution for monetary damages to the test applicant, the department, or both. Any person, including the examiner or applicant, who knowingly encourages, facilitates, or participates in improper, illegal, or fraudulent driver testing is also subject to criminal prosecution. Any person found to have been improperly, illegally, or fraudulently tested must take the appropriate tests again. The fee for retesting may be charged to the applicant. Improper, fraudulent, or unlawful driver's license tests result in illegal license applications. Reporting improper, illegal, or fraudulent test activities. If you are aware of any improper, illegal, or fraudulent testing activities, report them immediately to the Department of State. Please be sure to include the names of the people and organizations involved, the date of the incident, and a detailed description of the activities observed or discussed. All legitimate reports will be investigated. A written statement may be required. This information should be submitted to the Michigan Department of State. Driver Programs Division. Richard H. Austin Building. 430 W. Allegan Street, 3rd floor. Lansing, MI 48918. Phone 517-241-6850. Fax 517-335-3155. Third-party testing at michigan.gov. The Michigan Rider Education Program. Administering the Michigan Rider Education Program, MIREP, is an important aspect of the Michigan Department of State's traffic safety mission. Michigan's program uses safety standards established by the Motorcycle Safety Foundation, MSF, to ensure consistent and comprehensive training. All motorcycle riders must complete a motorcycle rider education class or pass a knowledge test and rider skills test in order to obtain a motorcycle endorsement, which is required to legally ride on public streets and highways. Successful completion of an approved rider education course allows you to waive the rider skills test requirement in the Secretary of State Office knowledge test. Courses are designed for novices and experienced riders. The MIREP helps riders lay the foundation for the good judgment, skills, and experience which are required for operating a motorcycle safely. Returning or experienced riders can also benefit from training by renewing or sharpening the skills necessary for safe motorcycling. Some insurers offer discounts on motorcycle insurance premiums for riders who complete these courses. Visit michigan.gov/motorcycling to find a motorcycle rider education course near you. Motorcycle rider education courses. Motorcycle rider education courses are offered by private and public sponsors statewide throughout the motorcycling season. Fees will vary, depending on the provider. MIREP offers several motorcycle rider education courses for different skill levels. All motorcycle rider education courses are taught by certified rider coaches. A basic rider course, BRC, classroom instruction in addition to practice time using training motorcycles on a motorcycle range is provided in the BRC. You do not need to own a motorcycle to take a BRC. BRC riders finish the 3-day course by taking a written knowledge test and a riding skills test on the practice range. You must pass both tests to obtain a BRC certificate of completion. Present the certificate and your driver's license when applying for the endorsement at a Secretary of State office. 3-wheel basic rider course, 3WBRC. The 3-wheel basic rider course is a great place for motorcyclists to learn about riding a 3-wheel motorcycle. The course includes 4 hours of classroom activities and up to 8 hours of on-cycle riding exercises. Students must pass a written knowledge test and a skills test as part of the requirements to successfully complete the course. Students who obtain their certificate of course completion may qualify for a discount on their insurance. The 3-wheeled vehicle endorsement cannot be used to operate a 2-wheeled motorcycle. Most programs require students to have their own 3-wheeled vehicle check with the provider before enrolling in a class. The motorcycle must be properly insured, titled and registered, display a valid license plate, and pass a safety inspection. Basic Rider Course 2, BRC 2, and Returning Rider Basic Rider Course, RRBRC, these two courses are for riders who already have basic skills. They are similar to the BRC except speeds are higher and you must provide your own motorcycle. Successful completion of these courses allow you to go to the Secretary of State office to obtain a motorcycle endorsement in lieu of taking a rider skills test. These one-day programs include elements from the basic rider course, BRC. They are an excellent refresher for practicing and renewing riding skills. They include an informal classroom component for discussing safety concepts based on past riding experiences and current knowledge. Advanced Rider Courses, ARC, a one-day course that complements a rider's basic skills and helps with personal risk assessment. It includes a fast-paced classroom segment with several interactive activities to improve perception and hazard awareness. Range exercises enhance both basic skills and crash avoidance skills. Improving braking and cornering finesse is emphasized. The course is beneficial for riders on any type of street motorcycle. The ARC is for riders who already have their endorsement and who want to sharpen their riding skills. Students must provide their own motorcycle and proof of insurance. The motorcycle must be properly insured, titled and registered, display a valid license plate, and pass a safety inspection. Reciprocity for out-of-state motorcycle rider training programs. Michigan riders applying for their motorcycle endorsement that have completed a training course outside of Michigan must submit their out-of-state motorcycle rider safety completion card to the Secretary of State's office before an endorsement can be issued. The requirement to pass a motorcycle rider skills test or motorcycle rider education course may be waived in these cases. For more information, visit michigan.gov/me-rep. Accommodations for people with disabilities and non-native speakers. The MIREP and its motorcycle rider education training sponsors are in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Michigan Persons with Disabilities Civil Rights Act. If you need accommodation or have been denied services, call 888-SOS-MICH, 767-6424. Hearing-impaired customers should contact the Michigan Relay Service at 711 or the Michigan Division on Deaf, Deafblind and Hard of Hearing at 313-437-7035 or DOD at michigan.gov. A deaf or hard of hearing individual may use a sign language interpreter during a rider education course. The Department of State Information Center can provide a list of interpreters if you call 888-SOS-MICH, 767-6424. A student may bring a foreign language interpreter to translate instruction in the classroom and on the range. All interpreters must be at least 16 years old. The interpreter must present a driver's license or other photo identification to the rider coach at the training site. The rider coach must record the interpreter's name and identification information. Business requirements for rider education providers. Rider education providers must adhere to certain business practices and standards established by the Motorcycle Safety Foundation and MIREP. Rider education providers must be approved by the Department of State before services are offered. Employ only Motorcycle Safety Foundation certified rider coaches. Maintain an established place of business and obtain written permission to use all approved test sites. Publish a printed fee and refund policy and provide receipts. Test fees are set by state law for public providers and by the provider for private providers. Maintain liability insurance. Motorcycle registration requirements. Under Michigan law, motorcycle registrations are issued for 1 year and expire on the owner's birthday. You must register your motorcycle at a Secretary of State office if you plan to operate it on public roads. When registering, you will need to provide proof of insurance for at least $20,000 per $40,000 public liability and $10,000 property damage coverage. For an original registration, your motorcycle title. For a renewal registration, you will need your renewal notice or last year's registration. Renewing your motorcycle registration. Proof of insurance is required when renewing your motorcycle registration and license plate. If your renewal notice has the phrase insurance verified electronically printed on it, you do not need to provide proof of insurance when renewing by mail or at a Secretary of State office. Have the option to renew online or at a self-service station. General driver's license renewal information. Your driver's license is valid for 4 years. The license expiration date is shown on the upper right corner. The Department of State sends a renewal notice about 45 days before your license expires. Plan to renew at least 2 weeks before it expires. If your renewal notice does not arrive or is lost, do not let your driver's license expire. Go to a Secretary of State office and renew it. Providing a Social Security number. Anyone applying for or renewing a Michigan driver's license must provide a Social Security number before the application can be processed. The Federal Welfare Reform Act requires states to collect Social Security numbers for use in child support enforcement. A person who has never been issued a Social Security number must certify to that fact on an application obtained at a Secretary of State office. Individuals who make a false statement on the application are subject to imprisonment for 1 to 5 years, a fine of $500 to $5,000, or both. The individual's license or permit will also be suspended. Renewing your driver's license online. Check the front of your renewal notice to see if you are eligible to renew online. Go to michigan.gov/SOS and select online services. Pay with Discover, MasterCard or Visa. A processing fee will be charged. Renewing your driver's license by mail. You may be eligible to renew your driver's license by mail if you renewed in person the last time, do not have a commercial driver license, are not listed on the sex offender registry. If you have had a change in your physical condition during the past 6 months, you must renew in person. You may need to submit a physician's statement to renew. Renewing your driver's license in person. When you renew your driver's license at a Secretary of State office, you will be required to take a vision screening. A new photograph will be taken. You may pay the renewal fee with cash, money order, or a personal check. Discover, MasterCard and Visa are accepted at all branch offices at the counter. A processing fee will be charged when using a debit or credit card. Change of address. Michigan law requires that your driver's license address, which is your place of residence, match the address on your voter registration card. You may submit a change of address online at michigan.gov/SOS, by mail, forms are available online, or at any Secretary of State office. There is no fee for this service. Office hours. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesdays 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Offices in city centers are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Secretary of State PLUS offices and supercenters provide extended Wednesday hours from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Supercenters also offer Saturday hours from 9 a.m. to noon. Smaller offices may close for a lunch hour, and all branches are closed on state holidays. Tips when renewing. Online. Renewing online is a convenient and time-saving way to renew. Go to the online services found on the Secretary of State website at michigan.gov/SOS to see all of the service options available. Self-service station. Self-service stations are available at many Secretary of State offices and some are available 24/7. Your tab and registration are issued immediately. Mail. A worksheet and an addressed envelope is provided with your renewal notice. In person. Visit any Secretary of State office to renew in person. Debit and credit cards, Discover, MasterCard and Visa are accepted when renewing online, at self-service stations and at the counter of all branch offices. A processing fee may be charged. Cash, checks or money orders, checks and money orders may be used when renewing by mail or at a branch office. Branch offices also accept cash. Your tab and registration will arrive within 14 days. These are issued immediately when renewing at a branch office or self-service station. For more information, please refer to your renewal notice, visit the Secretary of State website at michigan.gov/SOS or call 888-SOSMITCH, 767-6424.